You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, fully assembled, back row intact, front row, obviously, and yours truly here. Let me start out with the interesting news, the breaking news. This is nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers. Biggest upset in the United States Olympics so far at the Tokyo Games. Simone Biles withdrew from the team competition. Started on Tuesday, and the United States, without Simone Biles, ended up finishing with the silver. There were mixed reports on, did she get injured? Was it something that was physical? Was it something that was mental? She left the floor, the all-around performance with her team. They ended up with a silver. But she did come back. She was cheering on her teammates. She is qualified for every event, but this was the team event. And we're just trying to figure out if she was injured. Is it physical? Is it mental? Because we've heard both. You know, it's a medical issue. But that's happening right now. And if you label it medical, that covers a lot of different things here. A lot of pressure on her to live up to what everybody thinks will be, you know, 4 or 5 gold medals here at age 24. But she withdrew. We don't know what her status is going to be for the individual events. But this has happened over the course of 90 minutes here. And here we are at 9:02 Eastern. But we'll keep an eye on this. But that's the breaking news with Simone Biles. Mixed reports. And we, of course, are on the streaming service, Peacock, that's carrying the Olympics, and we'll see if we can track somebody down at some point to see if there is any other news attached to this. But welcome to the program, already in progress, and of course you have the big Aaron Rodgers news. Aaron Rodgers is showing up. He showed up last night, flew in a private plane, and he's in Green Bay. Is he going to be at camp today, or does he wait till tomorrow? If this was a movie, I'm not sure returning to Green Bay would have been a satisfying ending for anybody with Aaron Rodgers. And you might ask yourself, what did I just watch for the last 2 hours? What was the point? And why is Miles Teller in it? Yesterday, reporting a bit complicated, apparently Rodgers and the team negotiated a way to give him control of his future after this season. But what was all the drama about? Was Rodgers willing to sit out, retire? Did fans, media blow everything out of proportion? Yes. Overreacting seems to be, it's certainly a quarterback news. I mean, that's part of the fabric of this country. The worst part now is there's going to be a sequel next summer with Aaron Rodgers. And I don't know if Miles Teller will have a reoccurring role in Aaron as Aaron's vacation buddy here. But one thing's for sure, it's going to be a box office success. It is. As overblown as all of this was, Rodgers is a topic that will always sell. And this year, I guess, looks set. The future, far from uncertain. Go figure. Rodgers want to stay, get a seat at the table, get to be involved in personnel decisions. Is Devontae Adams going to re-sign? Is he going to re-sign for 1 year and then maybe depart when Rodgers departs? If they say, hey, we're going to trade you wherever you want to go. Well, what if Green Bay doesn't get what they want in return for Aaron Rodgers? Do you trade him still where he wants to go? A lot of questions here, and we'll try to find some answers here coming up. Tom Silverstein, who does a great job for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, is going to join us. He's at Packers camp, and see if we can sort out some of these looming questions here. This isn't one of those. Now, I get the feeling Rodgers will show up, be smiling, and be like, this was no big deal. What's the big deal, guys? Told you I was showing up. But the 11th hour negotiations that Adam Schefter has been reporting on, do you give him a new contract? Is it a contract for 1 year? Addendum to the contract? If you're Devontae Adams, do you want to sign up for a long-term deal if you know Aaron Rodgers isn't going to be there? Is there a chance you can keep Aaron Rodgers after this? If you could say to the Packers right now, you can go back and let's act like Jordan Love never existed. Or are you completely still sold on Jordan Love? Or go back to February and get ready to trade Aaron Rodgers. If I gave them those do-overs, you can stay with Jordan Love. You can trade Aaron Rodgers. You can draft a wide receiver. You can give him a heads up. You can say to Aaron, hey, by the way, if this quarterback is on the board, then we're probably going to take him. This from Adam Schefter. It's not done yet, but according to multiple reports, Rodgers arriving in Green Bay and both sides hope to finalize an agreement. The agreement in principle would include an approximation of the following conditions that the two sides now are finalizing to alleviate and address some of Rodgers' issues before the opening of Tuesday's training camp. Oh, God, there's a lot. 2023 year in Rodgers' contract, the last one in his current deal, would be voided, no tags allowed in the future. The Packers would agree to renew Rodgers' situation at the end of the season. Rodgers' contract would be adjusted with no loss of income to give the Packers more cap room now. Mechanisms will be put in place to address Rodgers' issues with the team. Mechanisms. If you don't do this, then that triggers this mechanism. Yes, Paulie.
I got a question on the first one. The 2023 year in Rodgers' contract, the last one of the current deal, would be voided. Would that mean he would be a true free agent at the end of this football season?
No, because from what I've been reading, they will trade him to the team of his choice.
Okay. Wait. I don't know. There was one?
I don't think they're just going to let him walk.
I guess by the language there, it makes it sound like they're cutting his contract down a year completely.
Yes, they are. Uh-huh. And then they can just, if everything goes well and then he decides to stay, then I guess there's a new contract there.
Oh.
But McLevin, did you see where the Packers agreed to trade him to the team of his choice?
No, I did see that, but I don't understand. I don't know what they mean by the word mechanism at all. They have to write this out and sign a piece of paper, and nobody is clear on what's going to be in that piece of paper.
I'm guessing that's being sorted out as we speak.
I have seen critics say that the Packers are in a position where they might not get anything for Rodgers in the future, but that has not been confirmed at all. If he walks.
Okay.
But people, I've also heard that thing where they control where they can trade him. So I don't know.
Yeah, because, I'm confused. Because if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I can just walk last game. I just walk out the building. Yeah, Paul.
In the paragraphs after in the Adam Schefter's report, the Packers' agreement to review the situation at the season implies that the team will trade Rodgers if he still feels that way about the Packers' culture and decision-making.
Okay.
As long as those conditions are met, Rodgers would have input on where he goes and trade.
Okay. But see, that's tricky. Because if you're the Packers, you're running a business here. Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to be part of your business. What am I getting in return for Aaron Rodgers? What happens if Rodgers is dinged up a little bit? Does he have any incentive to continue to play? Does he play hurt? Can he play as well as he did last year? I mean, it's not a good division. That certainly helps. How much pressure is on him? This is fascinating. Devontae Adams, now I guess they're negotiating a long-term contract there. If you're Devontae Adams, do you want to stay if Aaron Rodgers goes? I saw where Trey Wingo tweeted out that I guess Randall Cobb may be coming back. Rodgers wants Randall Cobb. I mean, where's Jordy Nelson?
Yeah.
Come on.
Get the band back together.
Yes, McLevin.
Theoretical question. If you ran a team, would you want your quarterback to have input? Is this a real thing?
Well, I wouldn't give Deshaun Watson input or that ability at age 24. But I just think if you say, I don't think you can go wrong in at least using your quarterback as a sounding board. Here's the problem, though. If you do offer an opinion and then we don't agree with your opinion or we go in another direction, are you creating something? Are you making it even worse? If the Packers had said to Aaron Rodgers prior to the draft, hey, these are the guys we have on our big board. Just want to let you know, want to give you a heads up. If this quarterback is available, then we're going to seriously consider him. Do you think that Aaron Rodgers would have gone, yeah, cool, I get it, absolutely. Or he would have gone, you got to be kidding me. You're not going to get me a wide receiver in the first round? So I know that when Aaron came on this show and he said, hey, I knew 5 seconds before. Now, I don't know if 5 seconds or 5 minutes, but okay. He got a heads up of sorts. But if you would have said to him, hey, going into the draft, we really like these players. If this wide, if CeeDee Lamb is there, we're taking him. If he's not, just want to let you know we have grades on these two quarterbacks. And what happens if you don't have any plans to draft a quarterback? And then all of a sudden Jordan Love is there and you go, oh gosh, we got a first round. We got to take him. I mean, do you make a quick phone call to Aaron Rodgers? Hey, Aaron. I mean, do you trade up and then call him and say, hey, we just traded up. We're going to take Jordan. I don't think it would have satisfied Aaron Rodgers. I just don't think. Because, hey, we're giving you a heads up that we're drafting your replacement. Have a good night. I don't think that would have gone over well. Now, the courtesy of doing that, yeah, I get it. But Tom Brady just got that courtesy in Tampa. He didn't get it in New England. Russell Wilson wants it. Patrick Mahomes probably has it. Lamar Jackson signing a new deal is probably going to want it. Dak Prescott's going to want it. I mean, this is the new era. This is, you know, as I said yesterday, the NBAization. It's like NBA players are saying, that I want to have a seat at the table. I want to dictate. I want to, who are we bringing in? I'm going to go join a super team. This is what's going on. Yes, Eden.
But isn't there a nicer way to say to Aaron Rodgers, oh, by the way, we're drafting your replacement right now. Like, can't you just say, hey, if there's a valuable quarterback taken there, we might take him as an asset. We could trade him, a high-end backup, that kind of thing. I don't know that you have to say so bluntly, by the way, this is your replacement we just took.
No, you wouldn't say it.
I know.
But in Aaron's mind, he's going, oh, okay, you're going to do to me what I did to Brett Favre. Yes, Paul.
If I was the Packers, that's exactly what I'd say. The last time the franchise took a quarterback that dropped in the first round, it worked out pretty well because you're going to the Hall of Fame. We're going to do it again, and we hope that you keep him on the bench for 3 years.
No, because then if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'd go, dude, you weren't the guy who drafted me.
But I learned from my predecessors that when a quarterback falls in your lap, you take him.
If I'm a Packers fan, I'm like, great, can we hire those guys back?
Yeah, can I bring Ted Thompson
I like
back?
That a lot better than what's going on now.
Rest in peace. Yeah, yeah. The guy who drafted you is not the one drafting Jordan Love. Just letting you know there. This award-nominated program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Tom Silverstein, he covers the Packers. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel will join us coming up in about 6 minutes. Matt Damon, big-time actor. Got a new movie.
Wow.
Get some great reviews. Matt Damon will join us coming up next hour. Is Rounders a sports movie? It's about poker. And spoiler alert, he does win in the end.
Ah, too soon.
Yep. But is that a sports movie?
By the nature of a competition where he wins at the end against the big bully, I think that makes it a sports movie.
Yeah, but McLovin says if there's no ball,
oh yeah,
there's no sport.
They're not even running in that.
Pay that man his money. Yes, Todd, you were raising your hand.
I was talking about, I wanted to weigh in on as far as how you word things to the player. You're not looking for their approval. The front office, there is a way of saying things. You don't have to be harsh and mean about it. This is what we're doing and deal with it, especially someone that's been that accomplished and helped get you a Super Bowl ring. But if you pose it in a way that, this is what we're thinking about doing, we just wanted to give you the heads up, not, are you okay with that? You can't give hand to the player like that.
All right.
That was my point.
All right.
I'm a couple of minutes late on delivering that.
I know, my bad. I was into the Matt Damon bit.
That bit was doing well.
Yeah, we were. But, sorry.
You were doing your Malkovich and we were cooking?
Yeah, yeah. Pay that man. Yeah. So Matt Damon will join us coming up. 877-3DP Show. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. We say good morning to our radio affiliates around the country, numbering nearly 400. And as I mentioned, I'm nominated for the Radio Hall of Fame. And want to thank 1450 AM in Tucson, Fox Sports 990 in Hawaii, Aloha, TSN 1200 AM Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for all your support through the years here. Good to have you back, though, Todd.
It's good to be back.
Thank you. All right. And Peacock, our streaming partner, will come up with a poll question. Your phone calls are always welcome. And I got some college football news that pertains to ACC, Big Ten, and Notre Dame. That'll be coming up. Take a break. We're back after this with the Packers and Aaron Rodgers, Dan Patrick Show. Traveling on summer vacation is a great way to disconnect, but sometimes you have to connect to public Wi-Fi to take care of emails or post some photos on social media. Unfortunately, cyber criminals can spy on unsecured public Wi-Fi networks to see your browsing history, read your emails, even get your passwords. Every day we put so much information at risk on the internet, and in an instant, a cyber criminal can steal what's yours. And that's why it's a great thing there's LifeLock, detecting a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they send you an alert. You have access to a dedicated restoration specialist if you become a victim. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick. You call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com, promo code Patrick, for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. Come up with a poll question here, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Once again, Simone Biles withdrew from the team competition. She left the floor. Team USA still went on to win the silver. She came back onto the floor, had her ankle wrapped. We don't know the extent of the injury. There were reports that it was just a medical issue. Then some said it was a physical issue. But no idea if Simone Biles is going to continue to compete in the Olympics. McLovin will come up with a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. I got questions, and I hope Tom Silverstein has answers. Packers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. If I ask you a week ago what you thought was going to happen, how different would that be with the scenario we have this week, Tom?
A week ago, I would have predicted what happened. A month ago, I would not have predicted that. When I started to see reports that this wasn't about money, you know, this was about principle and things like that, that's when I knew he was going to report, because it was sort of the process of him saving face, getting back, you know, deciding that, okay, it's time to play football and time to end this whole thing. So that's kind of the feeling I got a week ago.
What's going to happen today?
So he'll come in, or apparently he is in. I didn't track his plane. I am kind of behind them.
You're slipping. If this was Favre,
I know.
Favre, you would have.
I did have all my bellmen at the airport on watch, though. And so he'll report with the rest of the veterans. They do some conditioning. I think what will really happen is he'll go right to the front office and sit down, and they'll talk about exactly what's going to happen with his contract, with his demands, you know, what they're going to actually do for him. And then I assume he's going to report, and they'll practice tomorrow morning.
Okay. I got a couple of questions here that, and help me understand the language. Are they going to sign an addendum here? And then how does it work that Aaron Rodgers, if he doesn't want to stay, then he's still going to be traded, but he can tell the Packers where he wants to be traded?
Yeah. So we're all dealing on the basis of the reports, which we know are coming from his agent.
Yeah.
And so there's a couple of things I'm still really skeptical about. One is that there's no new money in the deal. If that's true, then I wonder why he went through all of this in the first place. Because, I mean, let's be honest about professional sports and players versus teams. It's about money. And money can, he may not need the money, but it's a pride factor. And so I'm guessing what they're doing is they're removing the final year of the contract, which effectively makes it necessary for the Packers to trade him next offseason. If he wants to be traded, it'll be no problem because they're not going to let him get to that year of free agency, because if he leaves in free agency, they get nothing for him, basically a comp pick. So they're going to want to trade him next offseason. Jordan Love will have had 2 years in the system. They, you know, the best case scenario is they win a Super Bowl this year. Rodgers moves on and tries to win a Super Bowl next year. Now, there is supposedly language that he can be deny trades. You know, he can pick the team that he wants to go to. So there will have to be some kind of sign and trade. But to me, all of it, and I hate to say it, it pains me to say it, but I think the Packers, it's not the narrative, but I think the Packers came out on top on this. I really do. I mean, you can't go against the NFL. A single guy cannot go against the NFL and win. They're a mega corporation and they got rules in place that kill you as an employee. And I think he didn't get that much.
If I could take the Packers back to February and you could trade Rodgers, or go back to draft night when they took Jordan Love,
right,
which do-over would the Packers take?
I think if they knew he wasn't going to play, I mean, now I guess this is probably me, the fantasy general manager talking, but I would have traded him in February. But it's regardless, trading him now, they could do it, but as it's been pointed out to me numerous times, if they trade him next spring, they know what kind of picks they're getting.
Yeah.
You know, they know if they're trading them, if it's Denver and Denver's coming off a 6-10 season, that's a great thing for them, right? If they trade them now and they trade them to Denver and Denver goes 12-4, then those picks are not worth all that much. So at least they would know what they're getting and they could set the compensation that way.
And I wondered if you knew that you were probably headed towards some kind of divorce, you could have traded him like the night of the draft. I know Adam Schefter made it sound like it was imminent. You could have traded him to San Francisco, had the 3 pick overall and whatever else in there, or the Rams. Yeah. You could go back and the Rams probably would have signed up for Aaron Rodgers before Matthew Stafford. I think there were so many options out there, Tom. That's why even now, if Aaron Rodgers goes, hey, I want to go to Denver. Well, what's Denver give up that's true compensation for Aaron Rodgers? But hey, you've promised him that you're going to trade. I mean, it's just the gray area here is, you know, dark shade of gray.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned it. What if he gets hurt this year and then, you know, he plays 6 games and he's coming off of some kind of an injury? Then what are you going to get for him? And who's going to want to trade for him at 39 years old or 38 years old and injured? Now, that's a risk every player goes through. But to me, the Packers felt that this was somewhat of a bluff, and they were right. You know, in the end, they were right. It was a bluff. He's back. They're going to make – this has been a 3-year process to get to the Super Bowl. You know, they've been to 2 NFC championships. They built the team. They filled a bunch of holes this year. And now, you know, they have their quarterback in place. And whatever happens after this year, they're in salary cap hell anyway. So that's kind of an all-or-nothing year for them. So – they needed Rodgers. They really did need Rodgers.
Okay, so if you're Devontae Adams, Rodgers is back. He's probably saying, hey, if I'm coming back, I want Devontae Adams signed up long-term. If you're Devontae Adams, do you sign up for a long-term contract? Or do you say, I want the same deal as Aaron Rodgers?
If I'm Devontae Adams and they throw down $40 million guaranteed or $40 million signing bonus or whatever, you're going to take it. Yeah. You take what you know, with the organization that you like, where you felt you've been treated okay. I think the whole Devontae Adams thing was a negotiating ploy, and it's been used for years and years. And I remember when Brett Favre was going through this, Ryan Grant was a running back with the Packers whose contract was up. or wanted a renegotiation, and he used it perfectly, you know, and got a great deal out of it. He didn't want to leave. I mean, I don't think Davante Adams wants to leave.
Okay.
But why not use whatever you can to leverage, you know, as leverage so you can get a lot of money? I think they'll get a deal done with Adams. I don't think that's going to be a problem. And I think ultimately he'll either enjoy playing with Jordan Love or somebody else. If Jordan Love doesn't pan out, then they'll go after somebody else.
Do you know if they have a true assessment of Jordan Love right now, Tom?
No, I don't think so. I think they have all of the athletic assessment, but they have no idea how he's going to react during actual play. This is kind of going to be the summer of Jordan Love, I think. Rodgers will get a lot of the practice snaps. But
we'll call it the summer of love is what we need to call it, Tom.
Yes, like, summer of love. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I just saw that movie. That's really good, too. I think he will play almost all the snaps. You know, Blake Bortles will get a handful of snaps. But this is the summer for Jordan Love to get as many snaps as possible and for them to really get him to advance.
You get one question for Rodgers. What do you ask him?
What did you get out of it? I think that's really it. What did you get out of 5 months of, drama? Was it worth it? Did causing angst amongst Packers fans and the organization and all of that, was that revenge for you? Did you feel that even the scales for whatever grievances you have against the Packers? I guess that would be my question.
And I felt like it was a little bit of a PR move with his agent or agents by telling Shefty, hey, we told you this wasn't about money, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, I tweeted that, like, it just seems like all of a sudden now negotiations are on with Davante Adams. I sort of felt like they were going to say, okay, the negotiations are on with Davante Adams. He didn't get any new money, and the wildfires out west have gone out, you know, all because Aaron Rodgers is coming back. You know, I expected that to be in there, too.
This just in from Tom Pelissero. Aaron Rodgers has arrived at Lambeau Field. Just want to let you know, Tom.
I gotta go.
Yeah, I'll let you go. Tom, thank you as always. I appreciate your time.
It's a pleasure. Anytime.
Tom Silverstein, the Packers beat reporter, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Tom Pelissero is reporting Aaron Rodgers has arrived at Lambeau Field. Nothing to see. Everything's good. Don't worry about anything right now. Well, it does help that they're in a bad division. Because you look at the Lions, the Bears, Vikings feel like they're heading down. And the Packers are a great team. And you don't see any reason why they can't go back to the NFC title game. Is that enough to keep Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay? What exactly does he have to see or feel where he goes, you know what, I'm going to end my career here? Because it feels like, hey, I'm going to give you 1 year and then I'm done. Then I'm going to go someplace else. You know, the Patriots sort of did this with Tom Brady. It's like, all right, Tom knew he had one more year and then he was going to go. And it feels like Aaron Rodgers is looking at that and going, hey, Tom did it. He certainly seems pretty happy. Maybe that's what I want to do as well. Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, there's a shot on the internet of Rodgers in the parking lot. Gray t-shirt, blue shorts, flip-flops, backpack. Hair slicked back and glasses. He's kind of got that back to school summer at the beach. How was your summer look? You know, when you come back in high school. Hey, bros.
Yeah. Yeah, Seton.
It is funny though, because sort of from the outside looking in, whether you think about who's feeding information to who or whatever. Publicly, Aaron Rodgers is like, what? I played my last game and then I showed up for camp on time. Like, I didn't do anything.
Oh, I know.
I didn't do any of this stuff. It's all you guys did all this crazy stuff. I went on vacation. I did whatever. You guys are the ones that went crazy.
Yep. Media blew it out of proportion. Blame it on us. Blame it on us.
He's not totally wrong.
Yes, McLevin.
Here's my problem. You're saying that, it's easy to trade him next year. Oh, like, If he has no guarantee they're going to trade him, what's to stop this from all happening again next year, where the Packers will be like, well, we still have you under contract. We're keeping you. You can hit free agency next year. Like, why not? Why? They didn't trade him for the number three pick. How do we know they're going to trade him next year?
Well, no, if you have language in the contract where he says that if he doesn't want to stay, then you have to trade him to the team of his choice.
Okay, so they'll actually write that in the contract?
I'm going to guess you have to get that in writing.
Silverstein just said it would be a situation where it would be easy for them to trade him. He didn't say it would be in writing.
Well, I would want it in writing if I'm Aaron Rodgers that I can decide if I want to stay.
That's free agency. That's the only, you know, that I think that would be only the year after that. I don't think he would really have that much control.
Well, we're still sorting through this. Does Aaron Rodgers meet with the media today? If you're Aaron Rodgers, do you want to just, let me pull the Band-Aid off and I'll meet with the media and then let's move on. Yes, Todd.
The way he's been acting over the past several months, he seems to like the drama and the attention, so I would think he wouldn't be in any big rush to make any statements. Let them wait a couple of days before he talks to them.
But, you know, the number of people, you know, Aaron Rodgers is gone. He doesn't want to stay. He's out of there. Like, you know, there was a 5% chance he played. Rob Domofsky, who covers the Packers for the mothership. Like, raise your hand if you didn't think he was coming back. Because it feels like there are a lot of people going, yeah, I knew he was going to come back. I was like, I just said he was coming back. I didn't have any information, no sources close to. I just had a friend of his who I talked to yesterday who said, just so you know, he doesn't do anything accidentally. It's all calculated. That's what somebody who knows Aaron said. But as far as what happens after this, I have no clue. Yes, Eden.
One other very important development about Aaron Rodgers. I'm watching video of him walking into Lambeau.
Yes.
Wearing a man bun this year. How about that?
Oh, okay. No.
That is a major statement. Man bun.
He can't stay in Green Bay with a man bun. Yes, Paul.
To describe what he looks like right now, he looks like Gardner Minshew's older brother. Is that fair, Seton?
Yeah, he's got flip-flops on, backpack, sunglasses, a little bit of a beard, and a man bun.
Possible dip in.
Did you guys hear the Gardner Minshew quote? He was talking about, you know, he's going to be the number two quarterback, and he doesn't want to be the number two quarterback in Jacksonville. He says, I haven't even gone number two in a couple of weeks. That's how against being the second quarterback on the roster is in Jacksonville. That's a funny line. Jeff in Detroit. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
What up, though, Dan? I was just sitting here thinking about how, first of all, what up, though, one time for Chat Row. I was sitting up here thinking about Jordan Love. He has to have one of the best support systems in the world. He's probably the only person that was in Milwaukee that didn't celebrate the Bucks championship. I mean, you're a side piece now. You ever dated a girl and found out you thought that they were in love, she was in love with you, but come to find out all she wanted to do was make her ex jealous. And as soon as they get back together, it leaves you on the outside. I wonder what the headlines will be about this guy 3 years from now. Right. I really do, because it's going to be messed up.
Thank you, Jeff. Yeah, I feel bad for Jordan Love. You know, you don't ask for this. It's tough enough to come in and try to play in the NFL, start in the NFL, and then you're going to succeed one of the great quarterbacks of all time. Rodgers dealt with it as well. You got to be wired. You got to be wired differently. And I remember when Rodgers got there, and I was told by somebody who's friends with Favre, that Favre said his job is not to help Aaron Rodgers, not to raise Aaron Rodgers. I got to do my job. It's his job to kind of keep up with me. And, you know, I guess Aaron Rodgers likes Jordan Love. I don't know how many tutorials are going on here, but hopefully he takes him under his wing a little bit. If he knows he's not going to be there, just to help him at least get a chance to succeed. But Jordan Love's going to come in with some big expectations. Going to be like, okay, you're the guy we had to draft, and that meant we had to get rid of Aaron Rodgers here. And, you know, the fan base is tricky here too, because I don't know if Aaron cares about the fan base. It feels like the last 24 hours, somebody in his camp cares about the fan base, because they're like, hey, we told you, not about money. You know, we were just mistreated. We want Devontae back. Hey, Randall Cobb back. Let's get the band together again. It feels like there's a, hey, we're a good guy here. Not us. Mike in Las Vegas. Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike. Bye, Mike. Neil in Michigan. Hey, Neil.
How are we doing today?
Hey, bud.
So I think it's quite simple what Aaron Rodgers wants. He just wants to feel that management is all in on winning a Super Bowl, which means during the season trades, adding some people. I mean, the Packers' defense is terrible. Their offense has two weapons. That's it.
Wait, Neil, this had to do with, hey, I don't know if management's all in on winning a Super Bowl after going to the NFC title game?
Absolutely.
Wait.
They have a philosophy to build from within. They don't go out and get free agents. And that's not good enough. As a lifelong Packer fan, this management team is not all in on winning a Super Bowl. They're on longevity. That's it.
All right. Well, thank you, Neil. I'm guessing if you've gone to back-to-back NFC title games that, you know, you would be all in. You know, they have salary cap issues as well. I mean, do they reach out to the Saints with Michael Thomas? Michael Thomas is not happy. Does Aaron Rodgers say, hey, can you get me Michael Thomas? How far do you is too far? Because if Rodgers now feels like, hey, they're going to listen to me. I go back to Michael Jordan. When Michael Jordan wanted to add some players to the Bulls, and management said no, Michael, and management made the right decisions. So the greatest basketball player of all time, not really good at assessing personnel. Because he wanted Walter Davis, who played at North Carolina, and Walter was on his last legs. And they said no. Let's take a break. We'll get to more phone calls. And we got our play of the day coming up and our poll question. We'll tell you what that is when we return. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Oh, my God.
The play, play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
Now the left-handers, 1-1 pitch to Dillon. Swing and a well-hit ball. Deep to left field. Grandma, get out the rye bread and mustard. Grand salami time. Dillon Moore with a grand salami. And the Mariners lead the Astros 11-8 in one of the greatest comebacks I've seen in a long, long time.
Whoa, slow your roll. Seattle trailed 7-0 in the fourth inning before rallying to produce the biggest comeback in the American League this season. The M's biggest comeback in 5 years. That's courtesy of KIRO. That's old school Grand Salami. That's the Mariners Radio Network. That's your play of the day. And play of the day is brought to you by Simply Safe. Making people feel safe at home for the last 15 years with Simply Safe. There's always somebody who's there to have your back to keep you safe. Go to simplysafedan.com today. Customize your system. Get a free security camera. USA Gymnastics set to hold a press conference. And, of course, the big news is the team won silver. This was the team competition. Simone Biles withdrew, came back. And she had her ankle wrapped, but it's still unclear the extent of the injury, what exactly the injury is. But we don't even know if there's an injury. But they're holding a press conference here shortly, and we'll get details here if she does show up. And if not, then maybe a spokesperson for Team USA and the USA Gymnastics team that won a silver. All right, McLovin, what kind of poll question do you have?
Okay, I have a new one. If you ran the Packers and you could get a mulligan on the entire offseason, what would you have done? Would you have traded Aaron Rodgers? Would you have traded Jordan Love? Or would you have done exactly what they did, which was sort of waited out?
I would have traded Aaron Rodgers. I would have gotten max value. I still have to be the voice. It still has to come back to management is running this team, not one player. As great as Aaron is, you just can't open this door. And if you trade him to Denver, you're not losing to Denver. I mean, that'll help Denver, but they're not even going to be their best team in their own division. And you're playing in a weakened division, and if you have Jordan Love as your quarterback, then you can still win that division. You might not be the Super Bowl caliber team, and maybe that's what management thought. Let's go all out one more year with Aaron Rodgers, try to win a Super Bowl, and then maybe it's best for both parties to divorce. But I would have definitely traded him. If I thought Jordan Love could play, that's the tricky part of all of this. If they knew Jordan Love, absolutely, this guy. When Patrick Mahomes got to camp, it didn't take long for the veterans to realize, oh, my God. Like, Alex Smith came off one of his best seasons. All pro, they went 12-4. And they knew. It's the same thing that happened with the Chargers. When Herbert got there, it was like, oh, okay. All right, there's something different. And it doesn't take long. And, of course, then they punctured Tyrod Taylor's lung accidentally.
Air quotes.
Yeah, air quotes. Yes, Pauling.
You know, it's interesting. If they had traded for the Denver Broncos pick that day, Denver had the 9th pick of the 2021 draft. Justin Fields was available at 11.
Yeah, I don't know if they...
You've
wasted a first round pick with Jordan Love,
right.
and got you into this situation. And you know, not everybody's sold on Justin Fields. Like I would have had a lot of different offers here. Imagine you had the number 3 pick overall. San Francisco's going to say, "We want Rodgers," and you say, "Went the 3 pick and we want this and this." San Francisco is built to win now. You could even say, we'll give you Jimmy Garoppolo. And Garoppolo could help your team now, or at least the next couple of years. And you could give Jordan Love time to develop. I just think at some point you have to say, I can't let one player do this to me in the NFL. In basketball, it happens, but not in the NFL. Jimmy in Chicago. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, bud.
I was happy to hear that Rodgers is back at camp. I felt like I was hearing his name for the thousandth time this summer. Sure, we'll be hearing it a few more going forward. But I would say after this season, though, the ultimate suck it to the Packers. Come to Chicago, baby. Come to the Bears. How awesome. Seeing him in that baby blue.
He's not coming to Chicago. Get out of here, Jimmy. Yes, McLovin.
Brett Favre did wear a Vikings uniform.
Well, I know. But if you say to Rodgers, you pick whatever AFC team you want, and we'll send you there. You want the Raiders? We'll send you there. Yes, Paul.
You know how sometimes when a quarterback or player is traded to a new team and SportsCenter puts the graphic up there of them in their new uniform?
Yeah.
The graphic machine would shut down if Aaron Rodgers went to a Bears uniform, because a Bear uniform could never be on a quarterback that good. It wouldn't compute.
This in from... This is news about Max Scherzer. You know what? Let me wait. I got to find out exactly who is reporting this. I got information about college football with the Big Ten, Notre Dame, and the ACC. I'll have that for you coming up as well. Some news you haven't heard. More phone calls as well. And the great actor, Matt Damon, is going to stop by. Tom Brady apologist, Matt Damon. 1 hour in the books, 2 more to go.